But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I did want to run this past you and the people, Clint. There have been some moves here. The Dallas Cowboys, after they hired Brian Schottenheimer, they go and bring in a new OC, Clayton Adams. That's Clayton with a K, folks. Clayton Adams, who was the offensive line coach. That's a spot where you don't see a lot jump to OC. Quarterback coach you see a lot. Tight ends coach we've been seeing here. I don't know why, but O-line coach you don't see a lot of. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. That was what Andy Reid was. But O-line coach you don't see a lot of. But he is being called up to be from Arizona to be the new offensive coordinator under Brian Schottenheimer. And then the Jets. The Jets have agreed, and I told you earlier today, apparently Nick, what's my man's name?
Nixon?
Good God.
Nick Cayley?
Yeah, Nick Cayley, excuse me, was thought to be their top choice, but he informed them that he was good, didn't want to pursue the Jets. They have hired Tanner Engstrand. The OC, he's their new OC. He was in Detroit as an offensive assistant with Aaron Glenn, so that's the connection there. Engstrand gets the job in New York as the new OC. So those are two guys, young guys, Clint, not any play calling experience with either one of them. And now they weren't interviewed by the Texans, but guys that have been hired. Make you feel a little bit better when you look at the names. Maybe is this a deal here that we are just going to see a group of OCs that are just guys that don't have a ton of experience, and that's the route that things are going right now?
Well, look, I don't know. I mean, that is definitely a trend. That is definitely a trend in the league right now, more so than it ever has been. The Clayton Adams deal is interesting. I know he's one of the better offensive line coaches in the league. I do wonder. I'm assuming Schottenheimer's going to call plays.
Yeah, so that's the other part is, yeah, Schottenheimer,
so,
I would imagine.
So, again, you know, you're back to it. Like Clayton Adams, you'll come in and be my O-line coach. I can pay you more, and I can pull you away from Arizona.
Give you the title.
Giving you a title that's going to allow me to pay you more. And now your next step is going to be head coach in terms of title or actual play caller under a defensive-minded head coach down the road. So it's a step up for Clayton Adams. Now, I don't know if he's calling the plays or not. I'm going to assume Schottenheimer is. But it's a step up for him from a title perspective, and that makes it make sense. That's a luxury that an offensive-minded head coach is calling plays. You have the luxury of having an offensive coordinator that is a top-tier position coach, and you can pay him more and give him a title, and you can pull him in, right? That's one way to get it done. By the way, the Cowboys, nothing the Cowboys do from a hiring perspective is going to make me feel better about what the Texans are doing. The other thing with the Jets is
this is a Bobby Slowick situation.
It's a Bobby Slowick situation, but it's more than just the relationship with the head coach. It's an offense that's starting completely over again. You'd like to hit the nail on the head, and you'd like for the Engstrom guy to work out and be perfect, but you're in a rebuild, and particularly on the offensive side of the football, you're trying to feel some things out. If you've got to fire your offensive coordinator in a couple years because somebody else is available that you know is better, not because you want to, but because somebody else is available that you know is better, then you make that move. But this is, again, the Jets are where the Texans were 2 years ago. The Tanner Engstrom guy is to Aaron Glenn what Bobby Slowick was to D'Amico Ryans. Will again, neither one of those make me feel anything different about what I'm watching with the Texans. When I look at the Texans, Ron, they're trying to go from division winners, divisional round of the playoffs, to AFC Championship and contend for a Super Bowl. They're trying to take advantage of C.J. Stroud's rookie contract. That is a huge advantage. You got two, maybe three more years to get that done. This next OC is going to be the last OC that has the ability to benefit greatly from C.J. Stroud's rookie contract. This is an extremely different hire than either one of those organizations, in my opinion.
Yeah, and we'll see. But it does seem like, even with all the other ones, young and inexperienced has seemed to be what we're seeing a lot from the OCs.
Oh, look, Ron, there is no doubt about it that the trend in the NFL is young and inexperienced play callers, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, getting that opportunity. And I just getting that title, I guess I should say. I don't know, man. You look at the teams that we're watching this week, or I'm sorry, next week in Kansas City and Philly. Both of them have, I would say, pretty proven guys on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
You can go back to the AFC and NFC championship games.
Three of them have been head coaches, and the only one that hasn't is about to be.
Go back. Yeah. I mean, go back to the AFC and NFC championship game. And you look up and you got Cliff Kingsbury calling the plays offensively for the Washington Commanders. And then on the flip side of that thing, you got the Buffalo Bills, Joe Brady, who doesn't have the longest of a laundry list, but boy, he's had some monster seasons play calling at the NFL and at the college level, and some good ones at the NFL level. So I don't know if I can go beyond that, Ron. Can you, from a play caller standpoint on both sides of the ball, I got the AFC NFC championship. What did the play callers look like? The teams got eliminated in the round before that. It would be the Texans, obviously, would be one of them.
Yeah, and
the Rams would be one of them.
Rams, yeah. Those are head coach kind of called teams. So.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Yeah, it is. I think we have the Bucks with Liam Cohen was the guy there. Like, we got some guys that are, like, I mean, if you just look at it here, Steve Spagnuolo, former head coach, coordinator forever, multiple teams. Kellen Moore is about to be a head coach, was a former coordinator at Dallas before this one. Vic Mangio, former head coach for the Broncos,
yep,
been around for years. Matt Nagy, former
head coach. Been fired, didn't work out as an defensive-minded head coach.
Matt Nagy, former head coach with the Bears, somehow got Mitch Trubisky to two playoffs. Like, yeah, there's this experience there.
It's just interesting how we sit around and we talk about it and accept, and are just, everybody's, oh, yeah, it's good, man. It's great. Yeah, it makes sense. And then you look at the deeper you get into the playoffs, the more proven offensive and defensive minds you have that are rocking and rolling.
I said this in the tease also. Do you think the Texans are in a spot in which C.J. Stroud should have some input in the hiring process? Guy Gene on YouTube and Twitch said, if the Texans believe C.J. Stroud is the guy, not letting Stroud have input on the next offensive coordinator could strain that relationship.
Yeah, and I just disagree. I disagree. I think the worst thing the Texans could do right now is let an inexperienced, unproven quarterback that I don't believe is even the undisputed leader of your football team on the offensive side of the football. That's my personal opinion. But I think the worst thing the Texans could do would be to let him have say. Now, you take his skill set. And you take him first and foremost into consideration, sure. But when I hear let him have say so, I'm talking about in the room, hey, CJ, what do you think about this guy? Before I hire this guy, here's my three guys. What do you think about each one of them? Nah, I can't do that. I think CJ Stroud is the guy for the next 10 years. I'm still fairly confident in that. Do I think he's reached a point in the league where he needs to be treated like the top five quarterbacks in the league? Nah, I'm good. He ain't there yet for me.
You
consideration.
Got top five. Huh?
Yes. I mean, here's the deal. I know we made a lot about C.J. Stroud's legs, and that's great, whatever. But the reality of it is C.J. Stroud is an elite pocket passing quarterback. Should you take that into consideration when you hire the guy? Should you not? Or do you want to go out and hire Greg Roman? No. No, I mean, that doesn't seem like a great fit. I mean, I'm going to take CJ's strengths into consideration.
He did give Justin Herbert his best year ever.
Yeah, those great. No, yeah, no, it was a really good year. But I think if you look at like his good years, he's had mobile quarterbacks that are going to run the football. In fact, I can't believe that they didn't do that more this year with him, right? I think you take it. The overall point is, I think you take CJ strongly into consideration. He is absolutely a priority in making this hire. But do you get his approval? Nah, hell no.
One, I want to say, I think he is having input.
Oh, I agree.
If I had to make a bet, I think he is. I'm not saying he's going in and making the decision, but I think he does have input. I think there is conversations being had. And I think probably more than you would be comfortable.
I agree. 100%. I believe you. I'm with you, Ryan.
And the way that I think they're going about things, I think it is a priority for them. And I know when I say this, it may sound like duh, but I think it is a priority for them that it is somebody that CJ, personality-wise and everything, is extremely comfortable with. And if you can kind of understand what that means, like somebody he is really comfortable with, right? I'm not saying that CJ is above being challenged. I think it does need to be somebody who can challenge CJ in a way that CJ will be comfortable. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No. I think challenging CJ. I think challenging the captains on the offensive side of the football is absolutely paramount next year.
But
not
I think
just the captains, the highest paid and the veterans on this team.
But I think it's got to be somebody that can do it in a way that they're comfortable doing it.
Mm.
They're comfortable they want. That's where I think we differ in. And I think that's why we're seeing the names that we're seeing.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's what the Texans do and how they're handling it. I don't think that's not the way that I would handle it. I don't think that's the way that it needs to be handled. I don't think like you got some really, really, really talented dudes on the offensive side of the football. Sure, you got to go make some changes. You got to hire and obviously an OC. You got to hire an O-line coach. You got to go bring in a backup running back that's not Damian Pierce and Dare Ogunbowale. You got to go get another receiver. You know, there's some things the middle offensive line has to be addressed, but the right offensive coordinator come in here and demand a certain level of accountability and commitment and participation. Again, starting as soon as the Super Bowl's over, yeah, you could move mountains with this offense you got.
Yeah, someone text in, it's not a challenge if you're comfortable. There's some people that think it can be. There are some people who challenge in different approaches. And I think the Texans are looking for a certain approach in how they challenge people. Right? We can see it. DeMeco challenges people differently than maybe other coaches we've seen.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.